A winner does something, learns, goes, does all sorts of things. A winner goes through a problem to its solution. A winner goes through a problem to its solution. Now, this is our instant inspiration. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. 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 A winner goes through a problem to its solution. How does a winner go through a problem to its solution? The winner doesn't stop with the problem. The winner stops with the solution, or doesn't stop, but puts it in motion. Now, what is the solution to any problem, anywhere on the face of the earth, inside ourselves, outside ourselves? What is the solution to it? Now, we have spoken about this many times. What is the solution? A winner goes through the problem to its solution. The problem we have in life is we don't like ourselves. The solution is we like ourselves. Verstehe?
Mm-hmm.
Genug?
Yes.
Total?
Yes.
Okay. Who needs to have a problem not liking themselves? Only people who feel sorry for themselves. And that is bad too, isn't it? That's sick. Okay. To the solution of I like me. Now, can you get to the solution of I like me without knowing the problem? Oh, yes. Can you live your life of I like me without having any problems or any concerns or any difficulty at all? How do you do that? Well, if you are able to say to yourself, oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a wonderful feeling. Everything's going my way. Every day of our life. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Every day of our life. Everything's going my way. If we can think everything's going our way, every moment of our life, it goes our way. Because we have gotten on the train going in the right direction. We've caught the bus that's going where we want to go. Huh. Why do you think on airplanes they announce, this plane is going to St. Louis, Missouri. This plane is going to St. Louis, Missouri. We are in Chicago, and this plane is going to St. Louis, Missouri. And this plane, and again and again and again. Because some people get on the wrong plane. And how they get through, I don't know, but they get on the wrong plane. They're sitting down. Whoops, I'm on the wrong plane. You know, got to get off. And they got to go catch the right plane. They're going to Washington, D.C. And so they tell the waitress, hostess, they say, whoops, I'm on the wrong plane. She said, let me see your ticket. Oh, yes, you are. Your plane leaves from gate 8, you know. And so you run out and get on the right plane. Now, when you're on the right plane, everything goes fine. When you're on the wrong plane, you got a problem. And the problem is you don't like yourself. Oh, darn. I'm going to have to fly back again from flying there, you know, because I didn't want to be there. I got to go back to go to where I'm going. But can I go to where I'm going from where I am without going back to where I was? And can, you know, then that might be a simpler solution. But, yes. But if you can just always say, oh, what a beautiful morning. Everything's going my way. And you see, when we say everything's going my way, we are in harmony with ourselves. We are in tune with ourselves. We are doing everything right. We are not flustered. We are not confused. We are not bemused. We are not upset. We are not angry. We are not uptight. We're just happy. And you don't make mistakes when you're happy. You just flow. You just flow with it. And when you flow with it, wow, you have every desire of your heart fulfilled right now in you. Everything's going my way. Now, of course, that's just one. Up in the morning, out on the job. I gotta work for my pay. But that lucky old son, he's got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Now, we too can just roll around heaven all day. Jesus, that great philosopher teacher, he says, go to your Father within, who seeth in secret, and he'll reward you openly. And he says, where's the kingdom of heaven? In you, in me. The kingdom of heaven is within. So, roll around heaven all day. So, if we're rolling around heaven all day, we're rolling around inside of ourselves, having a great and grand and fulfilling time. So, roll around heaven all day. Up in the morning, out on the job, I don't gotta work for my pay, like the lucky old son who goes roll around heaven all day. See, that's what we do. We don't have to do anything but roll around heaven all day and think happy thoughts, think fulfilling thoughts, think rewarding thoughts. See everything as a beautiful expression of our highest and best. Always say everything is in order. If you say anything's out of order, then you got a problem. Now, we were just listening to Red tell us a story about his childhood, and I thought to myself, okay, let's see how long we can make him drag out that story and how many times he can get bit. And we got the bite down to one, and then we got the story down, and then, you see, what is it that Red was doing? Red was saying, I was 9 and I did that. Wow. Oh, stuck in his thumb and pulled out a plum and said, what a good boy am I. How wonderful I am. I'm so fantastic. Well, so long as he keeps thinking that, life is going to throw all its challenges at him. When he can let the past go, when he can live in the present, called Douglas Hess, when he lives in the present, his childhood days of Red Dog are gone. His childhood days of being a miscreant at 9 years old are gone. And who is he today? Today he is a responsible, loving, gentle, caring person who anyone would love to have in their presence, because he is a beautiful being. He lives in harmony with himself. He lives in harmony with his world. He likes himself, and he likes everybody that he creates in his world. Now, how many people do you know who could say the same thing? Everybody! Everybody! That's the only kind of people we know, isn't it?
Yes.
How many people do you know like that? Everybody!
I would have said I.
Well, why didn't you say
it? That's the only
did you hear them?
Correct.
Did you? I would have said I. Well, why didn't she?
Because your mouth was signing
everybody.
Something else.
I was signing everybody. Ellen, do you do what I tell you to do all the time?
No.
All right, then do you think that I was concerned that was going to worry you at all? Always say whatever you have in your heart, what you believe, and what you are. Mm-hmm. And Ellen?
Yes, sir.
You are one of the most golden, beautiful beings on the face of the earth.
Thank you.
Ingeborg, you are a sparkling diamond that can never be stopped from shining and glowing and being wonderful and valuable. Yes. What's his name? Red Dog? Mm-hmm.
Douglas.
Douglas. Oh, Douglas. Oh, yes. See, I got to hear it often enough to remember. Douglas. Douglas Hess. What is Douglas Hess? Douglas Hess is a master on the way to illumination. You know? And you don't have too far to go if you keep yourself one-pointed and keep working on your program, whatever it is. If it's
solve the solution.
Hmm?
It's solve the solution, right?
Yes. Live the solution. Live the solution. Forget the problem. And when you do that, it's all there. And it's all there perfectly. But you see, this is the lovely thing, Ellen. We always have surprises in our life. And the surprise is that one moment something goes one way, and then the next moment something goes the next way, and you got to be open to it. You got to be open to it. And then the next moment something goes another way. Now what's going to happen when we get down to see Dorothea Zimmerman? We're going to see another master right sitting right on top of her illumination and getting a hot seat. Yeah. So, have a lovely day. Be illumined as I know you are.
Thank you.
Be illumined as I know you are.
Thank you.
I see you illumined. Now, you see yourself illumined too, because it is true. I love you.
Thank you.
I love you. I love you.
Thank you.